Tonight, from Tatooine, Viva Mos Eisley!
Hello, and welcome to the Viva Mos Eisley podcast. I'm Darth Robin, and joining me today is Peter and Samson. Samson?
Hello.
Can
you hear me?
Yeah.
Right, you'll know me as the Mos Eisley Lord.
Yes. So, today we are continuing our Doctor Who marathon with episode 3 of the new series, The Unquiet Dead, which I think is a really good episode.
Yeah.
And, yeah, Peter seems to really be getting into this.
Yeah.
You need to watch some episodes on your own. We can't.
Hello?
Oh, okay, he's back.
Hello?
Hello. Okay, so what I was saying was, you need to watch some episodes on your own, Peter. Can't do like every episode, but if there's something that you really would like to talk about, just tell me and we can do a commentary.
Alright.
Yeah. Okay, are you guys have it set up?
Yep. I'm ready to go.
So,
wait, where are we starting?
We're starting at the absolute beginning. There's an it's the old dude lighting a
because it doesn't have any intro thingy here.
No, the intro
is usually just a BBC sign on, you know.
Yeah,
if you're watching
they always have like a pre-show scene. Or a couple of them,
okay.
And then they do the TARDIS through the time vortex thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But if you're watching PBS, then it just does the BBC in the beginning, and then it shows what that beginning part.
Yeah. So the way this works is, you need your DVD, Blu-ray, or Netflix
Stream.
Or whatever to.
Yes.
Yeah, to watch the episode while we're commenting on it. I'll count down to 3, and then we'll start the episode, we'll comment on it, and you'll watch it with us. Okay?
Now, guys, you'll have to remember also that he said something about goats, and that's what got me into this episode. But there was no, there's no goats in this episode.
I said ghosts.
Yeah.
You said goats. I wanted to see goats. That would have been cool.
I'm sure there'll be an episode like that in the future.
Of goats? That would be cool.
Yeah.
Well, there's an episode about everything in Doctor Who.
Yeah, that's true.
I haven't seen all of the classic series, so maybe there is a goat episode.
Bleh. I don't know how to do goat noises.
Are you guys set up?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll count to 3, and then I'll play. 1, 2, 3, play. Okay, now we see.
All right, mine says BBC, just like on the TV.
Oh, okay, just skip past that.
we're
looking at him light the fire thing.
Oh, now I'm seeing it too. Sneed and company offer their sincerest condolences, sir.
She was so full of life. Can't believe she's gone.
Merely sleeping.
Dude, he has epic sideburns, man.
Yeah, look at those sideburns.
Yeah.
Dude, I wish I had sideburns.
You're just like Doctor. Ooh, sideburns.
Okay, there's the weird ghost thingy. It's really creepy. Huh. Okay.
Oh, oh no, he's being choked by a dead lady.
Oh god. Whoa. This is cool. It's creepy.
Zombies! Get your...
Yeah.
Get Zombie Daryl Dixon, apocalypse. Right?
Looks like she's gonna explode. Here we go.
Oh no, it's the witch from that game. I'm a little behind you guys, but it's only like 2 seconds.
This is such a cool intro.
Yeah, I can never keep myself from singing that.
I just wanted to say you guys are geeks, but that's the pot calling the kettle black.
Yeah, that's the point of the show.
Yeah.
This must be fun to produce this show. Look at that. It's like they have such an imagination when making this.
Yeah.
I mean, that's all you need whenever you have a low budget for a show.
Yeah, they come up with the craziest ideas ever in this show. We've got to find her. Look, it's my fault.
As I've said before, you do really good impressions, Robin.
Yeah, thank you.
I really try to, I really like trying to improvise, even PL. I like his voice.
Yeah.
And we will!
The hair's ready.
The hearse is ready. I don't know.
And the effect of the TARDIS materializing is just so cool.
Despite your companions, you could be having less sex.
Oh, God.
I was thinking about watching the original Doctor Who from the 60s.
Don't start with the 60s, start with the 70s.
But that doesn't make sense, though. Why?
Because it's so slow, the 60s episodes.
But do you need like to know the knowledge of the 60s to watch
no,
the
70s? No, if you've seen this season, I think you can like watch like any other season from the classic series.
Ah, okay.
And, like, none of the episodes are connected. They're just story arcs that are completely unrelated.
Okay.
But
you could, like,
if you
watch any story arc, like, from any point in the classic series. The new series is way more connected, though.
So when does the doctor come in?
Dude, it's Charles Dickens.
It's not Charles Dickens.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, wow.
That's a big thing with Doctor Who too. They are bringing historical figures all the time in the show.
Yeah, so that's cool.
Like Queen Victoria, Charles Dickens, all kinds of good stuff. Oh, he's having writer's block. That's a sort of impotence for writers. Dude, that's a fancy vest.
Yeah.
There's that weird screwdriver. Wait, what is it called?
Sonic screwdriver. It's awesome.
Sonic.
Yeah.
Sonic screwdriver.
Dude, now she actually finally looks good. She actually, every time I've seen her in a show, she actually looks like a hoe or a prostitute.
Oh,
no,
God.
She actually looks. She actually looks
really
good.
Don't say that. Don't say that.
She looks good. I like this look for her. I think she should play in movies like what's a good movie? Some movie about the 1870s. Or, think about this. What if she was in the next Pirates?
Let's just watch Doctor Who, Samson. We just saw the weird woman in the crowd. Yeah, there she is. Yep, there.
Now, why is it everywhere that the doctor goes that there's trouble?
Yes. He's just good at finding it.
It seems like every time. Oh.
I hear munchy, munchy, munchy.
Oh, sorry. It's me.
Oh, imagine how scary these would have been back
Marty's
in the
Marty's face! Marty's face!
Dude, imagine, you used to have to go to theaters to see or listen or hear good stories, you know.
Yeah. That must have been really cool back in the day.
Yeah.
Ooh, there's the ghost.
Ha
That's more like it.
Action. Strangeness. It's trickery.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah, there's his line. Iconic line.
Now, why isn't anybody questioning him about his coat?
He just did.
Hey, you look more like a navvy.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Oh, come on. Don't do that to her.
I can't believe that stuff was readily available on the streets back then.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, but I know that people, like, used to get high with that stuff.
Oh, God. Why do you always have to mention that type of thing?
Well, actually, there was tons of that type of thing back then. There was actually, what was it? There used to be this drink that used to have cannabis, chloroform, and just like 1% alcohol, and it'd knock you out for like days and stuff.
Oh, this is a funny scene.
If I were to say you were a fan,
the way you do reassemble those means of keeping oneself cool.
Come on, faster.
Now, what's the root word of fan again?
The sheet is on. Number one fan.
No, I don't know. I love making fun of these guys' voices. Oh. Uh-oh.
Now, does anybody live in that funeral parlor?
I guess those still live there.
That'd be creepy. I wouldn't want to live there.
No, me neither.
That'd be creepy. Imagine if one of those ghosts just was like, hey, what's up? Just sits up in his coffin, and then he just like gets back down.
There's a haunted house episode in season 7 that's really creepy. That's another house you wouldn't want to live in. What in Shakespeare is going on? I wonder if they actually said that back in the day. would have been cool, but I guess they weren't.
Are you alright?
Zombie.
Call Daryl Dixon. Get him in there.
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah. Open the door. Open the door.
No, we're not. Just a walking.
Oh god.
Creepy.
Whoa. And then just fall to the ground.
Yeah.
Oh, tea. Yay. Are you dirty old man? So this is kind of cool. It's like cool how they mix in like history and Charles Dickens with a cool plot.
That's what they always do.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting.
Also, Stargate really does that good.
Oh yeah, that is.
Yeah, like tons of mythological references. It's so cool.
Yeah, Daniel in the show is actually pretty good. I like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like Tilk.
Oh, Tilk is pretty cool too. Yeah.
Yeah.
We Indeed. Need to do some episode. We need to do some episodes
I know.
Of. Just wait until I get it back on Netflix. I've been sending letters out to the Netflix guys every morning for the past 2 weeks, just saying, "Hey, can you put it back on Netflix?"
You need to get it on DVD.
It's like really hard to find it on DVD.
Do you have Amazon Prime?
I do not.
Oh, they have it free for Amazon Prime. All seasons free.
Huh. I'll think
That's
about
how I watch
much,
it.
How much is Amazon Prime?
It's like $90 a year. But you get free 2-day shipping, and like you get a free book each month, and you get like most movies free. It's a really good deal. You earn more just by the shipping that you save.
Sounds pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah.
And this episode was brought to you by... No, I'm just kidding. We better get money for that. Alright. It breaks down and produces gas. Oh, so that's why they fart when they're dead.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Illusions.
What? Oh, illusions.
Yeah, I like how you said that.
I'm like a few seconds behind.
Oh, okay. I'll just pause. It's a couple of seconds.
I hope that was a force for good. Now you tell me the real specters.
and jack-o'-lanterns. In which case, Doctor, has it all been for nothing? Ignite.
Dude, look, all that stuff in there looks really good. That looks like delicious stuff in that kitchen. It was all made naturally. It looks really good.
Yeah, back then. It's all organic back then.
Yeah, I like the meat, especially from back then, and the cheeses and everything. Oh.
Well, you see, with the meat, you gotta be careful, since they didn't have any freezers or anything.
That is true.
Yeah,
but
yeah, I'm
what
sure
they
got sick a lot. But
yeah.
Well,
they
here's
sold
the thing.
The meat
actually,
a lot,
they...
So...
Actually, they didn't keep most of their meat out. Here's the thing: a lot of them use techniques like
marination.
What is it? Smoking the meat.
Yeah, they salted it and so.
Yeah, marinated it.
Yeah.
Yeah, smoked and salted it. Yeah. Yeah. So basically, it would last longer. You know, it's like what jerky is now. Jerky actually used to be the main staple. And then if you lived in, like in the city, it was either fish or, but if you lived in the countryside, you just went out and shot like some, turkey or some deer. Well, you don't want to shoot deer all the time because that won't feed you because it'll like rot after a while. So that's why people just went out and got a turkey for the night or a couple days and yeah. That's the way you're supposed to do it. Well, that's how we did it out here. Don't try to undermine her. She has a job. She does it very well.
Oh, this is important.
Oh, okay.
Little birds.
That's cool.
And that's like the other thing common with Doctor Who. It uses a lot of fantasy elements like ghosts and werewolves and so on, but they get a sci-fi explanation. So it's not really a fantasy show. It's a sci-fi show with some
fantasy elements.
Yeah, but they're not really fantasy elements even because. These are not ghosts. These are actually aliens. This just looks like ghosts.
It's like that meme guy's just standing there. He's like, aliens.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Ghost, goblins, whatever. Aliens.
Yeah. That's Doctor Who in a nutshell.
Yeah.
I'll be there. Spirit, come. Well, this is weird.
This is sheer folly. I totally agree with you, Mr. Dickens. Dude, it's like Cheech and Chong's in there. No, it's nothing. It's just Cheech is in the corner. Oh, that's definitely not Cheech.
Whoa. This looks cool. Dude, God. Oh, another war.
No, it's the same war.
Oh, wow.
Now, where in time was the Time War? Does it have any chronological sense?
It happened, like, in chronological... chronologically, it happened after the Doctor Who movie, which was in the 90s, which takes place between the classic series and the new series.
Oh.
There was a Doctor Who movie?
Yeah, in the 90s. It was the only appearance of the Eighth Doctor.
So, was it a good movie, or was it straight to DVD?
It was a television movie. It's not that great, but it's not terrible. It's not good, but it's not terrible either.
Who was the Doctor?
Paul McGann.
Oh, don't know.
That was his only appearance. But he was an okay doctor. Hey, Liz.
Seriously, that meme, like...
Yeah.
Really identifies this.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had to get rid of mine. Yeah, I basically the other day turned in all my donor stuff and basically said you can burn it. I really am not giving up my organs at death.
Why not?
Well, because usually people with donor cards, they've been doing stuff lately where they'll take your organs before you're even dead, or they'll pronounce you dead, early and then take your organs. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah, that's what they've been doing lately. It's a scam that's been going around the country with different hospitals, and that's how they get funding. In fact, it's very prevalent in China also.
Huh. Okay.
Uh-oh. Room's getting colder.
Praise the doctor, praise him. She's like a fangirl.
Fangirl. Yeah. I got it. The character looks like the, what are they called? Like the Banshees from what is that? Fable 2.
Oh, haven't played it.
You haven't played a lot of good games.
No, I've almost only played Star Wars games. So.
Yeah, same here.
Yeah, I love Star Wars games, but you gotta open your horizons a little.
Yeah,
there's
I
other
guess.
Fandoms of video games. Video games have their all own fandoms.
Samson, I have one word for you. Battlefront.
Yes.
I'm too busy watching movies and television series, so...
Yeah. Whoa, this is a weird ghost.
Ugh.
Ah. Oh wow, no, he's a ghost. No, a zombie. Oh god.
You will be. Assimilated.
Oh, and the Borg are total ripoffs of the Cybermen.
In what way?
They're the exact same thing.
Oh, no.
Aren't the Cybermen a rip-off of the Borg?
The what,
no,
man?
Because the Cybermen has been around since the 60s.
No!
I don't think that Gene Roddenberry ever watched...
Sure he did.
I doubt it. I have serious doubts. Because the 60s show predates even the Doctor Who series. I mean...
No, I think Doctor Who was before. Doctor Who began in 63.
Oh, okay, so... Are you talking about the 60s show?
Yeah, I mean, Doctor Who started in 1963.
Yeah, I know that, but... Yeah. There couldn't have been the Cybermen in the 60s.
Yeah, they could. They were.
It couldn't have been a ripoff.
Well, I'm are the same thing. It's just an unbelievable coincidence in that case. Because they're very similar. Like, they just want to simulate everybody and make them take away their emotions and individuality.
Uh-oh. Now set the place ablaze. Oh, that's a good thing. Don't send him back to the rift.
That means you wouldn't exist either, Sams.
It's a catch 22.
Oh, this is sad.
Boom.
And the whole place just explodes.
Yep.
Oh, it looks like a nice little place, though. It looks like a good way to warm yourself.
No one will ever know. She saved the world.
Hey, there's something on the door. You know, what if some hobo just happened to walk right in there and, like, camp out in there?
Well, nobody can get into the TARDIS if they don't have a key.
But doesn't he leave it unlocked? You know, he's in a pretty good neighborhood.
No, he always locks it.
Yeah, pretty good neighborhood. Yeah, right.
He's always in a good neighborhood. I mean, yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah, fantastic.
Forever.
Oh no.
Has she ever read a book?
So he dies in a week? That's weird.
Yeah, he dies in a week, yeah.
Why?
He got sick or something, I guess.
Usually people got typhoid and stuff back then.
Yeah. I'm not the biggest, like, history geek, so I don't really know.
I think it was you know what? He's out in the cold. So I believe back then it was something to do with the cold. Pneumonia. Pneumonia is what usually killed people in the winter time.
Oh, that guy again. So they bring the boyfriend back. Ugh. Not fantastic. Such cool music.
Yeah, I love this music.
I think it's done with a theremin or something.
Yeah.
Ah! It's that alien! Oh, it looks like one of what's that guy's designs. What's it? What's that guy who created the alien?
Richard Geiger, that little sick pig. Yeah, Robin, you know what I'm talking about.
It looks like an H.R. Geiger design.
So you liked that episode, Peter?
Yeah, that was cool. I love it how they tied in history and Charles Dickens and everything.
Yeah, they do that a lot in this show. I guess Samson liked it too.
Yes, I love the show, except it gets slow in season two, and then I'm like, I don't even want to watch. Click.
Oh,
gonna go watch some better. Lost.
You love the finale, I think, because that's just a great couple of episodes.
I don't know. I really, I'll continue watching it as soon as I get through those really bad episodes.
Yeah.
Cough, cough, cough.
Cough, cough, cough.
So, any final thoughts?
Really good episode. I like it.
Great.
Good history and everything.
It's one of the best historical episodes. So,
oh, wow.
If not, like, it might just be my favorite. I really like the one with the werewolf too, but it might be my favorite historical episode, this one. It's really good.
Still, werewolves are cool.
To judge that, I have to see all of them. I plan to do so.
Yeah. Well, although There are a lot of Doctor Who episodes. It's been going on for 50 years.
I know. I at least want to see the new series.
Yeah.
I'm not sure about the
new series doesn't really take that long to get through. It's just... Well, it's...
But I still gotta watch Stargate. I haven't finished with my Stargate episode. So I'm kind of like multitasking. And I'm introducing my dad to the Clone Wars. So I got the box set. So I'm like three series at once.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Have you gotten number 5 yet?
Wait, what do you mean number 5?
Oh, wait. He got the
box set with all the seasons.
Yeah.
Oh, I want that so bad.
Yeah, and so cool. We don't get it over here. That at least you have the opportunity of buying it, Sam.
I know. What does the box set come with?
It comes with... I think I'll let Peter say. He's the one who actually has it.
Yeah.
All right, Peter, so it has... It's, four components stacked in one box. One, the episode guide with really cool artwork on it, like, on the sides. It basically a synopsis for every episode, like, where each episode is. And then the 54-page Art of the Clone Wars booklet. So cool. Just, like, art from almost every episode. Like, never before used or never before seen or... You can see how all the animations turned out from that art. And then, of course, this the DVDs are divided into two boxes. Season 1 through 3, and then 3 through 5. And on each disc, about, like, 4 or 5 episodes, it has a cool character on it. And I like how the box, it's wrapped around. It's really...
So, does it include the same features as the... regular DVDs, or is it all new features?
What do you mean by features?
I mean, like, bonus material on the discs.
Oh, it has a special featurette for every episode and director's cut for every episode.
Yeah, it's about the same as the DVD.
Yeah. Is it the same featurettes you get on the, like, the usual DVDs?
Oh, I don't have the usual DVDs.
Oh, you don't?
No.
So this is the first time you are getting the show?
Yeah, before I only streamed it.
Well, if you can, take a screenshot of one of the opening area of your DVD, and I'll tell you if it is.
Oh, well, actually, good news. I was at the DVD store today, and I looked at the Season 5 DVD, and this time they actually have the featurettes on there. I'm so happy.
Finally!
In the past, only the... On the Nordic releases, only the Blu-rays have had the featurettes. So now it's just the Jedi Temple Archives that's exclusive to the Blu-rays.
Yeah.
Nothing should be exclusive to Blu-ray.
Yeah, but that's the way it is today. That's kind of the biggest reason I'm getting Blu-ray player this Christmas.
No, because actually... We over here get everything the same as the Blu-ray, unless you're talking about the crappy stuff they put on the new Blu-ray movies.
Well, there are...
You know what they do here? They combine the DVD release and the Blu-ray release in the one thing, and they, like, charge triple the price.
Yeah. I know that happens, but, you know, if you wait, like, half a year, they release it the DVD separately. That's the way it was with the Prometheus DVD.
Well, I'm thinking about buying a PS4 just for the Blu-ray capacity. I really, really need a Blu-ray player.
Yeah, I'm talking to Santa about
that. Yeah, you're going on Santa's lap. I want Blu-ray player. Yeah,
because
I really want
a Blu-ray player because of the quality, and you get more special features and.
I'd also want the Star Wars Blu-ray box.
Yeah, I already have gotten that box set, but I can't watch it since I don't have Play yet.
Oh, God.
So what's the point?
Why would you get it? Well,
because,
I mean, just to have it, it's Star Wars.
Well, because I was afraid it would get out of stock, so I didn't dare to wait until I got the player. That's why I got the...
Well, if you're going to buy it anyway, might as well get it early.
Yeah.
You can always go, like...
Yeah, you can always get a Blu-ray player. There's always ones around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You will just never find...
But I was really hoping to get like the entire series on Blu-ray if I got that box. But Darius said he could get it for me from eBay. So that's really
cool. Ooh, that's cool.
Yeah, we're gonna meet up at Celebration. So then he can give
lucky.
It to me.
You gotta love Dario.
Yeah, thanks Dario if you're listening to this. Hopefully he'll be editing this one even so.
Well, if you're recording it.
Yes.
Hopefully I am. It says recording in progress, so
okay,
I trust it's recording.
Yeah.
So let's do the promotions now.
Right.
You can find me on Facebook, just search for Dr. Robin and you'll find my page. I post a lot about sci-fi and so on, a lot of Star Wars and Doctor Who. So, Peter?
You can find me as an admin on Random Star Wars and Star Wars Day, two really great Star Wars pages. And, oh yeah, if my voice sounds different, it's because I have a cold, so it kind of alters things. Sorry for that.
Yeah, don't end up like Charles Dickens.
Yeah.
Okay, Samson?
Well, guys, you'll see me as an admin on Viva Mos Eisley under the name The Mos Eisley Madman. I'm currently doing a series called Are Stormtroopers Inferior? Let's answer that with a strict and stern no. All right?
Okay. Bye, then.
Wait.
Bye.
Peter?
Yeah?
Oh, never mind.
Yeah, also make sure to give us feedback and...
Yeah.
We're on iTunes now, so if you have iTunes, just make sure to subscribe to us. Just search for us in the bar or on our website. There's a button you can click and you'll automatically subscribe to us. So.
Yep. We've got some more episodes coming your way. That we haven't put up yet.
Yeah, we have a lot of episodes just on the editing table. Sorry for the delays. It's just we're really busy people. And by the time you hear this episode, those episodes will already be up. So, but we're probably gonna have even more episodes on the editing table by that time. So. We're excusing in advance for. Okay, bye guys.
Bye.
Bye.